These little kids were killed by US airstrike in the eastern Kunar province near the border with Pakistan. They aged between 1 to 8 years. The attack has left huge outrage behind. Sahi Mishwane, who is a member of Afghan Parliament from Kunar Valley, has explained to us how it happened.
Both Afghan and American forces launched an attack on the hideouts of the Taliban. But as there was heavy resistance on the Taliban side, US forces called in air support. US warplanes came and started bombing the whole Shegal village.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai strongly condemned the attack. He described the civilian fatalities as a big tragedy. But Sahi Mishwane went further than this. He blamed the presence of US forces for the immense sadness. Sahi wants them to leave and let Afghan forces do the job.
We have never said that the presence of US forces is needed. They should go back to their country if they really don't want more innocent people to be killed. We want our own forces to take the lead.
Kunar is a mountainous and, of course, a very dangerous place. It's a real front line, where villagers are frequently caught up in the middle of gun battles.
These are the most popular newspapers here in Kabul, and what happened in Kunar is on their front pages today. But to many it's not quite surprising, because civilian casualties are often one of the top 10 headlines. Over 20,000 civilians are said to have been killed, and thousands of others have been wounded since the US-led forces invaded this country in 2001. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.